Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Nat's Landing, Urgent Med and Urgent Med Plus, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Mission Media Sports Network. Good evening, I'm Rich Bontrager on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. We're here each and every week during the regular season and all the time during the playoffs as well. Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, St. Simon Seafood, Parker's, and by Nat's Landing. And now let's have a warm welcome for the head coach of the Frederica Knights, the three-time AAA champions of the region, here's Brandon Derrick.
I don't do much. The kids do most of the work. So they've done a really good job the last 3 years pulling it off. We've done a good job.
Three times. Now, before we get going, what does that mean to have a three-peat? Really, in high school, with all the changeover, what does that really mean?
I think that's just a commitment by the kids. You have that, and you know they buy into what we do, and then they do a good job. We make a lot of adjustments from year to year according to the personnel that we have, and I think they've done a good job with that. And of course, they go out and make the plays, and it's like I told them the Friday before we went. I've been coaching, I think, 21 years, and I've won 5 region championships, and I've won 5 of them as a head coach of my 9 years being a head coach. So you're not blessed to win a region championship every year. It's just not something that happens. And they've done an excellent job of doing that and going out there and doing a great job. And you know, it's great to be a champion at anything that you do. So just relish the moment. That's what I told them to do before we went and played Bullock, was soak it all in and go play with emotion and heart. And they did a good job and won their 3rd one, and some of them won their 1st one, and somebody got their 2nd one. So you know, some guys got 3, and we've had a pretty good run, so I can't complain.
When you look at your season, and now you're here, we are in the playoffs, 2nd round of the playoffs, just around the corner, you have to play Valwood for the 2nd time this season. First of all, it was a war of game 1 when you met them. Do you expect that same energy and vibe where both teams changed so much, it's not going to be the same game?
I expect it to be a war. We've played them for 2 years, and the last 2 games have been 2 epic battles. I think, you know, that it's what you come to expect when you have 2 good football programs. And so when they get off the bus, they expect to win, and when we walk out of the locker room, we expect to win. So that's what happens when you have 2 teams that are championship caliber teams. And so when we go out there to play, you know, it's going to be a battle, and it's going to be the teams that make the plays and doesn't make mistakes and goes out. And like I've told the kids all week, it's in high school football, it's going to boil down to in the playoffs. It's just want to. Do you want to win and want to go to the next round?
And we'll find out Friday night if they really want to go to the next round.
Well, I think from practice this past week, we saw a very focused group of kids. Monday I thought might have been one of our best practices I've had since I was here as a coach. Just with the speed of the practice and the way we practiced. Tuesday, I thought we were a little bit lethargic, but then I watched the film, and I thought we actually did pretty good in practice. It was not as bad as I'm very critical. So, and then I thought today was pretty decent. I may go watch the film tonight and be like, wow, that was really bad. But I thought after watching the film, I thought, you know, yesterday's practice was better than what I had let on. And then today I thought kids had a pretty solid practice today. I thought we were pretty sharp offensively and defensively and doing what we're trying to do.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show. The head coach, Brandon Derrick, on Division Media Sports Network. And this is your 3rd bye week of the year. That doesn't happen in high school very often either. How much of a value is that, and how much of a strange oddity is that it may actually mess you up?
I don't I think it was actually good for us. You know, the last couple of years we had planned on having our bye week going into the playoffs so we could get everybody healed up and get our legs back under us. And then this year it just happened the way the bracket was set up. If you won the region championship, you got a bye week. So for us, our third bye week has been good to get people healed up. You know, when you only have 35 kids on the roster and you're trying to battle them week in and week out, you're going to lose some kids to injuries. And so for us, getting kids healthy has been pretty good. These bye weeks have actually been at good times. And I think we're a senior group. I think they're pretty experienced, so I think they know how to handle it and get ready.
This bye week, what have you done? Because you came up a huge win, a very emotional win. How has this week transpired? Has you kept the energy, or do you need to relight the energy before Friday?
There's no energy needs to be relit when you say the word Bowwood. That's like just getting punched right in the nose when you walk into the restaurant. So it's just one of those things. You got to get ready to go, and I think our kids will come out and be ready to go. You know, we're 1-4 against them, and we've lost the last two games in 23 seconds last year in the Final Four. We lost this one in overtime this year. We know it's going to be a battle, but I feel like our kids also understand that if we go out and play with our energy and emotion and play like we don't want to be beat, and we have a very good chance of advancing to the next round. But we just got to go do our thing and play at a very fast pace like we do on offense and play defense very fast, get to the ball, and don't turn the ball over. Don't give up any plays. And, you know, that was the key last year. We made two turnovers today, two crucial points of the game that we didn't need, and that's what cost us. So we can't do that again. But at the same time, it's two totally different teams.
Talk about turnovers. They had 8 interceptions on the season as a defense. We've got more throwing as a predominant way of running the offense. Are you concerned about their interceptions, the way they spy it out, or are you just going to kind of let the dice roll?
We've got our set schemes that we know we're going to pick on certain folks, and we're going to pick on certain sides of the ball, and we're going to get our matchups, and we've got certain plays that we've worked this week that we feel like is going to put us in good situations. And you know, they're a good football team, but at the same time, we are too. And so I think anytime we walk up on a Friday night, I think my perimeter players are better than theirs. So, you know, and maybe I'm bragging, but I just feel very confident in my kids out there on the edge. And I think we're a very talented group. So we're going to go out there, and if you're good enough to stop those guys, then you beat us. If you're not, then we beat you. So it's going to be one of those things that we're going to throw the ball down the field, and we're going to execute, and we're going to play hard. All we got to do is catch it.
We're going to have a lot more to talk about during tonight. We talk about the big matchup with Valwood. More to come right here on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Don't go away. We'll be right back after words from our sponsors.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Frederica County Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, a location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. Back with the coach talking about the second round matchup. Valwood is coming to town. Home field advantage. How big? Not a factor, or is it really a big factor being home?
I think it's a big factor. You get to play in front of in the friendly confines of your place. You don't have to go on the road. So I feel like it'll be a big factor for us. You know, I think we'll have a big crowd. I think half of Lowndes County is going to be over here in Glenn County.
Yes.
So, you know, Glenn's playing Valdosta and we're playing Valwood. So, you know, I think that for us to play at home, it's a big thing for us. And hopefully we can continue. You know, we'll get a break here and there. And we can win Friday night, and then we can hopefully get another break. Somebody will pull off an upset, and we can play home for the Final Four, too.
So, yeah, so is that a motivating factor? Are you using that with the players right now to say, guys, win it, and we could play all the way through? Or are you trying to dial that back a little bit?
Our goal right now is to be 1-0 after Friday night. You know, it doesn't matter where we got to go to win it, as long as we're winning. Just be 1-0 every Friday night. All we need is 3 1-0s for the next 3 weeks, and we're fine, you know. So that's our goal, is be 1-0 for the next 3 weeks, and hopefully we can pull it out and come home with some hardware.
Early in the season, you talked about the mental aspect was the area that you really wanted the players to get under control this year. Val, what you already touched on, those two tough losses, especially last year, it seemed to me that was partly the mental breakdown at the end of the game. Some guys went off script, so to say. How do you coach that from the sideline and make sure they don't go off script?
You have a lot of good seniors that can reel it back in, and right now we've got some guys that do a really good job of reeling it back in. We have to call them over every now and then and give them a nice little talking to when it's one-on-one, real polite and, you know, cordial. But we get the message across usually with that. But I think right now, they've done just an outstanding job, and they go play. You know, mentally, I think it's just execute the game plan for us, and don't do anything that we haven't done. That's kind of what I talked about in the coaches' meeting on Sunday, was we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just got to keep the wheel rolling. And so for us, it's just find what we do good and see if we can find and hit their weaknesses with it. So we haven't done a ton of new. We didn't reinvent a lot of things this week. We worked a few schemes. We felt like we got some matchup that they had matchup problems with. And then on the flip side, we're going to give them a few different looks defensively and things like that, and make them try to guess what we're doing. And then, you know, if we don't like it, I can always go back to what we do. And we practiced it, too. We practice the base more than we do anything. So, but the defense does a good job. Offense, don't try to do too much, but don't turn the ball over. End every possession with a kick. Whether it be a field goal, whether it be a touchdown, extra point, or a punt. And I think if we can do that, we have a good chance of advancing if we play like I think we're capable of playing.
When you look at Valwood, break it down a little bit. What do you see on their side that is maybe the most fearsome factor, the most concerning factor? What's the thing that you can say, guys, we have to do this to stop them here?
Wrote it on the board. We got to keep them out of third down and short, and fourth down and short, because they're going to run the ball at us. It goes right back to the John Millage thing where I told the kids, we keep it out of third and short, fourth and short, and make them do something they don't like to do. And so that's what we have to do. We have to make them do things they don't like to do. They like to run power, and they're going to run ISO, and they like to, if they can control the game by running the football, they're going to run the football. And so we've got to put some pressure on them and stuff to run, and I think we can.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And getting off early, how important is it to score early in that first quarter? Because they scored last week 21 unanswered points before halftime. We score very quickly. Is it important to get up big on them?
I don't know. We haven't done that in a long time. I would love to get out early and play. And I think for us, it's a lot like John Milicic. We got up 14 points. It makes them have to do something differently on offense. So if we can run out there and get up 14 to 21 points on Valwood, they're going to have to do things that they don't want to do. And then that allows us to do some stuff, utilize our speed off the edge and the perimeter defensively to create some chaos and make some plays. You know, they have a good quarterback that throws the ball, and they've got some good receivers, and their offensive line is pretty solid. But they want to run power, they want to run counter, they want to run ISO plays, and so we've got to hit them in the mouth on the run and play defense on the back end and the passing game. And, you know, I think our skill set, the secondary, and our linebacking core does a great job. Our defensive line this year's been pretty much neutralized everybody up front. I thought they've done a pretty good job all year long. Again, we held Bullitt to 104 yards, and they average over almost 270 yards a game. So I thought we've done a pretty good job there. So I think we got a good game plan. I think we got a few wrinkles we can mix in and create some chaos and do some things like that. So I think the game plan is pretty much in at this point. We're what is this? I don't know what week it is, but we've been doing the same thing over and over again. So I think we're ready.
When you look at your offensive scheme, you have now six different deep threat players. It's not one or two anymore. They have to cover six guys all the time. You can't really get one of those guys in a double coverage anymore. So knowing that, are we going to see someone else appear as maybe the hidden star of the game to help surprise them and catch them off guard? Because they know who the six are. They know what we're going to bring for running and passing and combinations.
Do we have somebody else I'm going to pull out of the bag of tricks? No.
That was a question, but I didn't want to ask it that way, but you would avoid it.
No. I've got six weapons on offense or more. You know, we usually have anywhere from 6 to 10 guys that touch the football on a Friday night. So we distribute the ball pretty well all over the place. We've got some guys that are big playmakers, and we know who they are, and they've got to go make big plays. And this is a big game. So this is the playoffs. Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. And if you don't do that, you don't advance. And so we have got to go and do that. And so for me to say I'm going to isolate one guy and try to sneak him in and out, that would be crazy, but for them, they've got to figure out which one of those six is going to make play. So that's going to be their tough part, and that's where we feel like we have an advantage to get matchups with people that they don't want us to get against them. So that's going to be our part Friday night. I think Coach Thomas will do a good job of that. Him and Coach Barnes have done a good job all year of relaying stuff to me on the headset. So I feel like we'll pick up some matchups and make it work.
Coin flip has been big for the Knights this year. Every coin flip, but one, you have gone on defense and deferred your offense to the second. Coin flip, if you get it, what will you do?
We're going to defer. We're going to go play defense. And then we'll take the offense out of half. I feel like I'm going to run those guys out there. Our defense has been our cornerstone. You know, defense wins championships. Offense sells tickets. Everybody likes to show up and watch the offense score points, but when you look over there and that defense is hunkered down, only giving up 7 points or so a game, you feel pretty good about your defense. So those guys have done an outstanding job all year, our defensive front, our linebackers and secondary. So we're going to run them out there first and let them go play and set the tone.
So it's going to be a double-headed coin is what you're telling me.
Doesn't matter to me. If they want the ball, they can have it. But I'm going to still send my defense out there if they want it.
Well, we'll be right back with more of the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with the head coach, Brandon Derrick, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Back in just a moment.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with 2 locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles. Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice. Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice. Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's. And let's go Knights! Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood. Located at 2463 Demery Road in the shops at Demery Plaza, next to Demery Grill. St. Simon's Seafood has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood or call 912-634-2646, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bonswicker. We're on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon, and this segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Parker's, St. Simon Seafood, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. We're back with the Coach PM. We're talking about Valwood coming to town this weekend. Let's look at Valwood just a little bit, Coach. Caleb Burns is their quarterback. He is averaging over 11 yards per pass on the season, but the other thing is he's also their punter. Does that present a challenge when he lines up to kick the ball that you have to maybe scheme against?
Well, we do. We spy him. You know, we talked about that today. Well, last 2 days going on the special teams, spy him because he is the quarterback and he's the punter, so he can throw the ball and do some things. So I feel like that we just have to spy him and make sure he gets it ball leaves his foot. So other than that, not a big challenge.
When you look at him, last time you played, you kept him in the pocket. He likes to run. He's one of the top rushers. However, you kept him in the box pretty good. Are you going to be able to pull that off? Have you schemed it the same or changed it up a little?
And that's our goal, is to always keep him inside and make him throw, pressure from the outside in, center lanes, and attack his back shoulder. So I feel like if we do that, we have a good chance of keeping him isolated and keeping him within the pocket. Sometimes he gets a little jittery, so we need to send number 13 through there a couple times, 45 gets through there a couple times. You know, those guys are going to get you. They'll make you a little nervous from 44, 56, 57, 45, 13, maybe 8. Slip up in there every now and then. I'll even send number 4. But they do a pretty good job of picking up outside perimeter blitzes. So we've got a little different scheme this week. So, we're going to bring some pressure. They just don't know where it's coming from.
Their running back, McNeil, their senior, 9 touchdowns on the year. He's also a big stud on their defensive side. He really had a pretty good game last time you guys met up.
Yeah, he played pretty well. I thought that we didn't have our defense all the way solidified. We had some injuries, too. I think we had 3 or 4 guys that started on defense that wasn't there. So, that's a big advantage for us. We got Deke back this week. He wasn't there in that game. So, him being an outside linebacker really solidified some spots. And Lachlan was out that week. Jalen was not on the field much with that. And JT went down early. Avery was out. We had a bunch of different kids that went down either before or during the game, going into that game. So I feel like if we play like we're capable of playing and our kids are reading it the way they read it and what we went over, I feel like if we play fast and fly the ball and get their act really mad and aggravated, then we got a very good chance of having a very good defensive night.
Your speed has been the big key. Last game, you had talked about how you get the guys on and off the field very quickly in those deep routes. You didn't do it as much. You seemed to keep the guys in play. They ran back to the huddle more. Did you change it up intentionally, or were they just not paying attention to their plan?
No, we just didn't rotate a lot. We worked, some of the deep routes down there. And sometimes if the kid feels like they want to go again, they run and get right back in, And so, we felt like we could do that, and they done a great job doing it. So, we just executed down the field as best we could and rolled with again, the offense snaps the ball about every 9 to 12 seconds. So
yep.
It's kind of our goal, and I thought we done a pretty good job of it last Friday, and I thought we might continue to do that as fast as possible. But our numbers are not what they used to be, so we've got to do the same thing.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaching Show. Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You talk a lot about your coaches. We all know you have a small coaching staff. On game night, when it's in the thick of things, tell us about the conversations. Who's really calling it? Is it a conglomerate discussion, or are you really dictating and controlling, or how much influence do they have?
I'm listening to everybody on the headset for the most part. It doesn't sound like World War III going on there. Like, I've been in some headsets where everybody's just yelling and screaming and going, oh God. It's not like that. It's very calm. We have a very calm. And I'm probably the one that's I'm not the nicest guy on the headset, and wasn't the last Friday when we played in the region championship. I got mad at myself, and then because I called some stuff that I shouldn't have, that I tried to draw some stuff up and it didn't work well on the fly, and I shouldn't do that. I know better. So that conversation is, you know, we got six guys and everybody's input is very valuable, and so I listen to everybody's input, and we go and play. And I think the staff does an outstanding job of seeing things. Coach Barnes and Coach Thomas offensively are, hey, Coach, we got this, blah, blah, blah. Coach Mathis works that defensive side, and he'll be like, Coach, what do you think? And got Coach Thomas, Derek Thomas up there too, along with Brad Thomas, and he's talking to him. And, you know, I think that we have a good dialogue. I would love to say that I'm not a micromanager.
You would like to say it,
but I'm a micromanager on Friday night, because I do so much preparing during the week on both sides of the ball for everybody, because it's just Coach Mathis and I are at the school. So during the day, all of our other guys are at work. So we only get to meet on Sunday. So if I'm etch-a-sketching at my desk, you know, and Coach Mathis is teaching six classes, and I'm teaching four or five, and then so I'll be like, I'll run down to the weight room and be like, Coach, what about this? I'm looking at this. What do we think? We need to do this. And he's like, yeah. And so, yes, I micromanage a little bit too much, but at the same time, I don't know. I guess I have a pretty young group of guys, too. You know, Coach Mathis has been doing this for 3 years now, and Coach Barnes has been with me now for four or five. You know, and then Coach Brad Thomas is his first year then out there. And so, you know, Derek Thomas has been with us 4 or 5 years. And so I've almost got as many years coaching in myself as they all do combined.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to turn the reins loose. I do a little bit. I do a lot of micromanaging in situations. But at the same time, I listen to a lot of the things they say, too. And they're very good at what they do. And they do a very good job of keeping their eyes on what we have to be able to do.
Come down to game time, come down the fourth quarter, we are in a 0-0 ball game. And we go to overtime. You know, I have to ask the question, how gutsy are you going to roll the dice, or are you going to play it a little bit differently this time if we are back in that type of a war?
I'm going to see defensively where we're at. That is my barometer. When I go to overtime, if our defense is playing really, really strong, that we may think differently, but if we look tired and we can win it on one play, and I've got a timeout to call right before the 2-point, I'm a riverboat gambler. I've always been, so there's no need to hide what you do, you know. But at the same time, I've already started. We practiced 6 2-point plays today.
Wow!
So we, you know. It ain't nothing that we're not going to be prepared for. Let's put it that way.
I was just going to say, you have done your homework well this week.
I do. I will, and we'll be prepared. If we need to, we'll have a 2-point play that we feel good with.
Final thoughts, final words. What's the most important thing you want everyone to know about this week? Battlewood coming to town, second round playoffs.
The biggest thing for us, just come out, be loud, be supportive, you know, and cheer those kids on. Those kids are going to play. They put in all the work, so come out and support the kids. You know, you again, it's like I told them, you don't have to like me on Friday night, but I'm going to do the best job I can to put our kids in a position to win. And I hope our kids go out and play wide open and play with energy and passion and emotion. And just get behind those kids, you know. Hey, we're all trying to win. We're not trying to figure out a way to lose, I guarantee you that. So Friday night will be it'll be a fun, festive atmosphere, and I want as many people as we can get out there to come out and cheer these kids on. They've done a great job all year.
Well, and we should say, we are sporting new logo wear. Regional championship logo wear is out now. That's a great thing to have. So, yes. Frederica fans, get your shirts and wear them this Friday night. So that's going to do it for this time. We will be back out in the stadium this coming Friday night against Valwood, coming to town to take on the Frederica Academy Knights. So join us next week. We'll talk about it. We'll see what's happened. Join us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coming up next week, Wednesday night, we'll be back here at Nats Landing, 7 o'clock. Until then, I'm Rich Bonsberger saying good night, and we'll see you at the stadium.